coming to the end of the night. And I want to invite you all to invite all the delights and all the wrestling matches you had today to come home, to come into your presence, to tuck them all in bed and wish them sweet dreams. Every moment that didn't go as planned, every feeling that came as an intruder, everything that warmed your heart, every moment you felt connected to life, to the birds, to hearing each other, to receiving the breath. All of it belongs. Anything anyone can experience, anyone else can experience. These are all possibilities in all of our lives. Rumi says something like in the poem Guest House, right? The stranger, the robber, the thief, the unwelcome guest, invite them all in. Whatever they take and bring may bring you some new delight, right? So, in ending, what I'd like to do is share a poem. This is another Dana Fouts poem. It's called Intimate with All Things. And she writes, "The Buddha said, I am intimate with all things." Imagine that. To be on the same close terms with suffering and panic as bliss and rapture. To know the souls of water buffalo as surely as my own. To push away nothing. To let the sweet or bitter taste of life linger. To see the beloved in everything. And when that isn't my experience, to be intimate with self-hatred, unmet preferences, and the many ways I don't show up as saintly. Imagine that. Just imagine that. May you rest deeply and feel ease and the support of our Sangha, our teachers, the Buddha, and the beautiful Dharma here. Thank you all for your practice and sweet dreams.